Right. Okay. Let's do it. We're going to discuss an innocent question that the Picharish discusses, and we'll give a few nafkaminas, and if we have time, we'll do a second topic also, a couple of small topics today. Okay, first of all, here's the question. Let's say a person forgets Birchos HaShachar before davening. Either he forgets because in a rush he's going to shul, stam, he thought he said it, he didn't say it. So what's the halacha? So it's paskin in the end of Siman Nun Beis in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says, Yomar kala brachu shemichu yivarech baboker. You say all of Birchos HaShachar again, you repeat it after davening. And a bracha quotes from the Pichadish is quoted in the poskim as well, that there's an exception. What's the exception? Elokai neshama. Because you already were yotzi with the bracha of Mechayim Esim. So again, there's a halach, you have to make Birchos HaShachar in the morning. If you forgot, you would make them all afterwards. The one exception to the Pichadash is Elokai neshama, because you already yotzi with the bracha of Mechayim Esim. Now, truth is, that's a big machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah Be'er Halacha discussed not so pashut. So you should know that the Be'er Halacha recommends, if you remember by the time you're up to Shemesh, you forgot Elokai Neshama, you should have in mind Dafka not to be Yotzei Elokai Neshama, and apparently that would work. But this is a machlokas of poskim. But the Emek Bracha is now working with the Pichadash assumption. Yes, and he has a couple of questions. Well, the first one he's not going to answer, and the second one he is going to answer. The first question is, why not the Bracha of Matir Asurim? Right? We make one of the Birchos HaShachar is Matir Asurim. So why don't we say, when do we say Matir Asurim? In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, right? So now it's true, you might say to me, but I didn't say Bracha to Hashem Lokino Melech Olam Matir Asurim. But what do we know about the Brachos in Shemoneh Esrei? How do they work? They're Bracha Asmucha L'Chaverta, right? So what's a Bracha Asmucha L'Chaverta? It means you have a previous Bracha. The first bracha starts and ends with a baruch, or just at least has a baruch, if it's a short bracha. And then all of the succeeding brachos, they don't start with a baruch and the end of the baruch, and they're connected to the previous baruch, right? So we have that in Shemoneh Esrei, we have that in Birchos HaMazon, the one of the first bracha starts with a baruch. We have a few examples where that comes up, where you make a bracha, the first bracha starts and ends with a baruch, and the hamshech of brachos don't get a bracha. So it says they make bracha, if that's true, that the reason why you don't make a bracha to Hashem right in the beginning, let's say, of the bracha Mechayim Esim, is because you already have a bracha to Hashem from the previous bracha. So now it comes out that I had bracha to Hashem, Lokino Melech Olam Matir Asurim. I said other things, but I said that those words, Matir Asurim, have a bracha to Hashem going on them. And that he doesn't answer. Okay. He doesn't answer. He says, Sarachi and Gadol, according to the Pichadash, why didn't the Pichadash include that? Then he says, okay, what about the bracha of Hamavir Sheinah, right? At the end of Birchos HaShachar, you say, Hamavir Sheinah, Meinayit Mavet, and how does the bracha end? Baruch Ata Hashem, Gomel Chasan Tovil Ma'am Yisrael, right? So, hold on. Says the Emek Bracha, when else did I say Gomel Chasadim Tovim? First bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, right? Gomel chasadim tovim, konei yakov bezoch chasadim, right? So I say gomel chasadim tovim with a baruch, and here you might ask me, this is very different. Why? The bracha that I make in the beginning, in Birchos HaShachar, what is that? Hamavir chavish, it's a bracha arucha. You have a whole gan tzarichas, you have a whole giratzon, and then it concludes, bracha ta Hashem, gomel chasadim tovim v'shal. So let's say, I have a different question for you. Let's say I would just end with bracha ta Hashem, gomel chasadim tovim v'shal yisrael. I would just end with the chasima of that long bracha. Would I be yotze?
No, you're not.
You're not. So it's actually a very big machlokas. Rishonim and appears in three places in Shulchan Aruch, and bracha quotes in half a line. The first place is in Birchos Kriyas Shema. Because what happens? You get up to Birchos Kriyas Shema and you say, right, we say Yotzer Ar. That's the first bracha. We mentioned Choshech as well because Hashem is also sholed on the Choshech, but really it's a bracha thanking Hashem that he's Yotzer Ar. Right? And that's why the conclusion of the bracha is Yotzer Amero. So what if I accidentally said the whole bracha, Asher B'dvaro Ma'ar V'rav M'chachma, I said the Birchos Kriyas Shema of Arbis, and then I ended Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Amel Ros. So what would the din be? Am I Yotze or not? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that I'm not Yotze. In Simon, wherever it went, Simon Untes. It says, but the Gra there is holy. The Gra says, if I have just a Chasima or just a psicha, that's enough to be yotze. Where does it come up another place? Meaning, let's say I have a long bracha. So every long bracha is very important. I'm happy that you pointed this out to clarify. Yeah. Every long bracha has the Baruch Hashem in the beginning and all the content in the middle, and then the Baruch Hashem at the end. So I want to know if I say just the Baruch Hashem at the beginning or just the Baruch Hashem at the end. If I have a bracha aruka and I mekatzer it, and I make it shorter, I take a long bracha, I make it shorter, and do the first half, right? Sometimes we like, yeah, we're in a rush, we have a long bracha, we like to just say a part of it, right? So, am I yotze the bracha?
So, I'm sorry, I know that if you make a long bracha, and you can't catch the bracha in one piece, you break it up into halves, like Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay, well.
Correct. Well, now we're talking about even when I leave out whole words. So let me just bring a couple of other examples. The other example is in benching. The Gemara discusses, what do you say, Baruch Rachmano Daipita? There's like a shortened Aramaic version of benching, but it covers the benching. But then the Mechaber there has two opinions. Do I also have to do a chasima? And Rabbi Kivager there says, quotes Ramban, that no, if you do just part of a bracha, then you're allowed to. So where's the third place comes up? The third place is very interesting. In Simon Samaches. The Mechaber says over there, the Shulchan Aruch says, that there was an old practice that many shuls they used to do, they used to say piyutim in the middle of Berachos Kriyat Shema. They would add these extra piyutim, just like we do in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, in the middle of Berachos Kriyat Shema, every Shabbos, a special Shabbos, whatever it is, Yom Tov for sure, and Shemini Esrei also. So is that okay? So the Mechaber says, better not do it. The Ramah defends Minhag, and Ashkenaz was much more popular. The other side of the Heights and Broyers, they still do a lot of piyutim. Some Hasidim still do some piyutim. The Rav was not into it. So the Ramah says it's okay. So what's the Machlokas all about? And this gets to the Yesod, and this is why it's very important. This gets to the Yesod of, am I allowed to be Yotze a bracha with just the chasim or just the psicha, just the first part of the bracha? A lot of these brachos we have, Berachos Kriyat Shema, other long brachos. Do you have the whole text in the Gemara? Points out the Mishnah Berurah, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes you don't have word for word. I know we have a Mesorah from the Ashkenaz Segula from Chazal, but some say, you see from there, that there's no Kepeda, maybe we should pull open the Mishnah Berurah now. There's no kapeda to change the middle text of the bracha. The main thing is not to take a long bracha and make it short, not take a short bracha and make it long. Meaning, but that would for sure be a problem. And
no, the Mishnah brachos.
What?
Like call
Mishana Mishnah 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 Mishnah
Mishnah Mishnah Mishnah Mishnah Mishnah specifically. No,
Yes. So that what the Mishnah Berurah brings up over there at Simon Samaches, and the Gra really brings up over there at Simon Samaches by the Piyutim, is what is that referring to? Or the Gra in Simon Samaches brings a Machlokas Rishonim. What does it mean? Very good. The Mishnah says, when Chazal say do less, don't do more. Chazal say do more, don't do less. What does that mean? Does it mean to not add Piyutim? Or does it mean not to take a bracha arucha and make it katsara, not to make a bracha katsara and make it arucha? Lamaisa, from all these places, the psak of the Gra against Shulchan Aruch is that your yotze, if you would just have the chasim alone, just the end of a bracha. So let's say I would have the bracha of Mavir Sheina at first glance. If I would just say bracha Hashem Gomel, Chasam Tov Ma'am Yisrael, whatever the different, there are slightly different ischos. If I would say that, that would be enough to be yotze. So now, ask the Emek Bracha question. The Prichadash says that brachos that are included in the Shemini Esrei, I cannot make after davening. So how can I make a Mavir Sheina after davening? The Prichadash didn't bring it up, no one brought it up until the Emek Bracha. So he answers with a Yesod, and then he uses this Yesod, or a similar Yesod, not the same, but a similar sort of few pieces later that I want to mention as well. If I would just say Baruch Atah Hashem, Koma Chasam Tovim Lama Yisrael, am I specifying what chesed I'm referring to? No. It's a shevach. I'm grateful to Hashem that He did this chesed for me, right? But am I specifying? No. So it could be, what's the main bracha, the Ikra bracha is to thank Hashem for allowing you to wake up in the morning. If that's the case, a generic Gomel Chasam Tov is no good. And therefore, when I say Gomel Chasadim in first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, it's true that I have a chasim alone, but there it's missing, because the whole point is they have to show Gomel Chasadim that he was Ma'avir Shina. So even though in general you could have just a chasim without a pasichi, it'd still be good. In this instance, you're lacking the main point of the bracha. Let's say, as opposed to benching, just think of a contrast, right? Hazanas Olam, right? Hazanas Olam Kulo, and then you would end him in Hazanas Akol. So there, if I would leave out Hazanas Akol at the end, I said just the psicha, so I didn't miss the theme of the bracha. But here, if I just say Gomel Chasadim, I miss the theme of the bracha because I didn't say Ma'avir Shina. Yeah.
Is that similar to, even though Shahakal, you could say, I'm like, you could cover anything? Are you not supposed to say, like, I think the miracle is like in Nine Arts, or I don't remember the exact question? Because Shahakal is more generic phrase as opposed to, like, Hamotzi of his own nose, or whatever it is.
So that's true. That's really more specifically in Hilchos, in Berchas Anan, there's a Kapeda, you're right. In Berchas Anan, there's a Kapeda to specify the Shevach, as much as Chazal gave us Dargas, you know, Mizonos, Adama, different, within Adama, Ha'etz, different things. So Shahakal, the most generic, it is a problem. Here, it's more about within a bracha that you're saying, and normally saying just the chasim is enough. Here, I'm lacking in the whole mahus of the bracha. A similar case, here's a shayla like this, and then, unfortunately, this happens to us sometimes. What happens? I start saying the bracha of Chonin Adas, Melosh Menesri. This is actually a piece for those who want to look up afterwards in Hilchos Tefil a little bit later in the bracha and Osei. Yeah, what if, can I tell you the shayla? Yeah, do you want to say anything? I'll tell you the shayla. Like, let's say I'm the bracha of Chonin Adas, and I end Baruch Ata Hashem Marotze B'tshuva. Right? You're saying one bracha, and then you end with another bracha. And it can happen, especially if you're tired, and you're in the middle of midterms, and you're learning until 12 o'clock at night, and, you know, you wake up the next morning, and you're not doing what you're doing, all of a sudden you realize you had the wrong bracha. So what's the din? Ah. So says the Emek Bracha at first glance, if I would hold like the Vilna Gaon, who holds that I can be yotze if I just say a chasim without a psicha, and a psicha without a stima, without a chasim, excuse me. And again, the way a bracha smucha lechaverta works, that means that the beginning part of the bracha, every bracha from Esrei is like atachon olam das, really starts bracha ta Hashem okinu ma'acham, atachon olam das. That's really how we look at it, because it has the bracha ta Hashem from the previous bracha. So it has a bracha ta Hashem. So chonin adas, I got a psicha, I got the beginning of the bracha. And in terms of the end of the bracha, bracha ta Hashem, harotze b'tshuva. So I got the chasima of the bracha of tshuva. So maybe I was yotzei both brachas. So what would happen if you start Chonin Adas, you end up with a b'tshuva? Just go weiter. Keep on going. That's what you would have thought, but then he says, yes?
Why do we say, one of the brachas will say, the guy, like, why do we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? Why would we say we're not goy? And
why do we say in the negative as opposed to the positive? Shalom, sunny goy.
Not like positive, but like a good way that we.
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe we can talk about that more in a few minutes. I just want to make sure to get to this answer first. That is a very good question. So here, it could be it's different. What's the nature of davening? What is davening? Right, there's three parts of davening. The Rambam says this is tefillah deraisa. You start with Shevach, and then you have Bakasha, and then you have Hodah. Right? The first three brachos are praise of Hashem. The middle brachos are asking Hashem for things. Bakasha Srachav. That might be even be the Ikr Tefillah. And then there's Hodah, being thankful to Hashem. The Rambam sounds like all you need all three parts for davening. And so, let's say I said, Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Adas. Did I ask for Das? And it was all the middle brachos. The point is, you have to be asked something. You have to ask for das. You have to ask for tshuva. You have to ask for refuah. You have to ask for parnasa. So it could be that even though in general, the gra holds, if you make a chasima without a psicha, you're still yotzei. But here in Shmoneh Esrei, it wouldn't be true. Because Shmoneh Esrei, the whole point of the bracha is the bakasha. The whole point of the bracha is the bakasha. It would come out an interesting thing, though, because you set up a kasha for, let's say, das. So it could be you'd be yotzi the bracha of chonin das, and you weren't yotzi the bracha of tshuva, and you'd have to go back to Hashivin Avinu's, or you'd have to go back to the bracha of tshuva. Again, I'm not... You, meaning you already said chonin das, you would say tshuva, you'd say the full bracha of tshuva, you'd with the chasima, because you were yotzi. So it turns out that was a mistake. Apparently that's a discussion elsewhere, but that type of mistake might not be a hefzik nishmas, so you have to start from the beginning again. So that's a very interesting. So even though we have this sheet of the Gra, that if you say just a chasim without a psich, just a psich without a chasima, you are yotzei a bracha, we have two exceptions. One exception is if you're missing the whole theme, well, they're really related exceptions. That's why I wanted to say these two small pieces together. And then maybe I'll close maybe with one quick other small thing, if we have 2 minutes. But one exception is if I missed the specific theme of the bracha, because I didn't say Mavir Sheina, and that was the nafkamina, but I'd have to repeat that after davening. And the other difference is, with davening, Shemeshi, the whole point is bakasha. So if I didn't say the bakasha, I just said the chasim, it could be I'm not yotzi. I already took out half the brachas that are a long bracha for the gra. Do I need both?
Now, what? The bakasha is in the chasim or the psicha?
In the psicha. Yeah. The chasim is really, most brachos are really always, we call them sheva, choda, birch samitzvah. They're all, praising Hashem, to thank Him for birch sanenin. They're all praising Hashem, but the bakasha tzrachim is really in the earlier part of the bracha.
Is it in the psicha or is it in the bakasha?
It's in the bakasha. Bashmanesre is in the bakasha. Because that's the Musa Shmanesre. So with this, I wanted to close with just a small thing, but it's Alach Lamaisa. But it's a new point, but also important. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, a person that speaks, Hasach Bein Yishtabach Liotzer, Aveiru Hu B'yado. Bechozalei Merucha Mochama. It's an Aveiru to speak to Mafsik after Yishtabach, before Berchus Kriyat Shema, right? We don't. If you have time, you can maybe be Maharer. That the post can discuss and look and see. But you cannot speak. If you do that's an Aveira, so much so the Gemara says, the Pesukim say, that someone who had an Aveira would have to go back. He wouldn't go to fight. He was afraid of losing a battle. So that's Allah, it's an Aveira. You're not supposed to speak in between. Yishtabach Kriyat Shema. What if the Magen Avraham is bothered by a question? We do base the Mekubala, most shuls have the practice in Aseret Yemei Teshuva. What do we say after Yishtabach, before Berachas Kriyat Shema? Shir Malos. Ask the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham's not happy with the minhag. By the way, in this yeshiva, the Rav also wasn't so happy about it. It's sort of interesting. You stay for Rosh Hashanah, it sort of depends which Baal Tefillah is davening, whether they do it or whether they don't do it. But most shuls, I think, say Shir Malos. So the Emek Brach is bothered on the Magen Avraham, a question. The Rambam brings down In his Hilchos Tefillah, he says there's some place that the minhag to say Az Yashir after Yishtabach. So says Emek Bracha, what's the Magen Avraham's problem that people say Shir Malos in between? You have a Mefershin Rambam, a Rishon, a Big Rishon, who says you say Az Yashir. And he answers Emek Bracha. It could be that Rambam is, again, he's trying to defend the Magen Avraham is a kash on the Mekubalim, on the minhag, which is nowadays a pretty widespread minhag. The Emek Brachas wants to defend, he has a kasha on the Magen Avraham from the Rambam. So he's going to answer up the kasha. He says, it could be that Az Yashir is different. What's the reason why? Again, you have to answer a kasha, you have to tell me the reason why. What's the reason why you can't speak in between Yishtabach and Berachas Kriyashma? They're two separate. You finished the Brachas of Psukhi Dezimra, you didn't start the Brachas of Kriyashma. So what's the problem? What's the reason why we say Psukhi Dezimra before davening? You have to be Misader Shvacho Shalmak before you daven. And the whole point is to go, again, that's why I want to say now, because if tefillah is bakasha, the whole point is you have shevach, praise of Hashem, that leads into bakasha. You can't ask for things until you appreciate who you're asking from. So if I'm interrupted with bakashas, again, and the shevach goes straight, and they have birchus kriyas pashas shevach, there's some bakashas in there, then you get shmoneser, which is shevach, then bakasha. So if I'm going to interrupt with bakashas of shir malos, which is a bakasha, and it's here to make tshuva, we're davening to Hashem to help us, maybe that's inappropriate. Az Yashir is simply a Shevach. That's why we even say it. Aramanag is to say it in Psukhi de Zimra. So the Rambam, who says that you could say Az Yashir in between, that wouldn't be a Kash the Magen Avraham, who's not happy with the minhag of saying Shir Malos. Because again, the whole point of Psukhi de Zimra is to have Shevach, which will lead me into my davening. And I'm not out of Hare, I don't have that if I interrupt with the Bakash of Shir Malos. Yes.
Just I guess a side question. Birkas Shachar also brachas michal charetzah, because Birkas Shachar we have a psicha but not chasima, but Shmoneser chasima not psicha.
So no, most of those brachas are brachos kitzaros. meaning and the bracha v'mavir shena has a psicha and a chasima. El kaina shama only has a chasima.
That's a pater shah.
And that the post can recommend from the based on the Rishonim, the Marmar, wherever it is, to be yotze with to make it smuch l'chaver tatash yatzer. Strictly speaking, it's not clear whether it was a bracha.
Can we get back to my
yes. Yes. Yeah, your question was what?
Can we go back to it?
Yeah, let's go back to it now.
Okay,
let's go to everyone. Okay. If, and in case anyone wants to go, I want to wish you a shkayach and go. And I want to, anyone wants to say, I want to, let's discuss this question. Shavuot Tov. Yeah.
Oh, so